Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Over the past 2 weeks, I laid out some of the details that indicate there is a major liquidity crisis in the U.S. financial system, a problem largely not being discussed by politicians, bureaucrats, and the regular media. One question you may have is just how bad could this get? Let's review what happened in the Great Recession last decade and a few events from earlier this decade to understand how fast and painful a financial crisis could occur. Remember when Bear Stearns failed 11 years ago? On Wednesday, March 12, 2008, its stock price was over $61. 5 days later, J.P. Morgan Chase bought Bear Stearns at an initial price of just $2 a share. Also that year, Citigroup tried to hide over $10 billion in subprime loan losses in an off-balance sheet structured investment vehicle in the Cayman Islands. 7 years ago, J.P. Morgan Chase delayed reporting its more than $6 billion in losses on derivatives in the London Whale scandal. Then there are the valuation problems of illiquid and hard-to-value assets that the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency allows, quote, banks to use their own assumptions in determining their fair values, unquote. These loose directions on valuation have been repeatedly abused. On July 11th this year, one of Britain's top money managers, Neil Woodford, froze customer withdrawals from its flagship $4.7 billion Woodford Equity Income Fund. This fund may reopen for withdrawals in December, but don't hold your breath. Back in the Great Recession, several such funds were frozen at Bear Stearns, BNP Paribas, and elsewhere that were either worthless or suffered from what was termed an evaporation of liquidity. This lack of liquidity also quickly hurt the values of real estate holdings and multiple stocks and investment funds just over 3 years ago after the British vote to leave the European Union. It gives me no pleasure to warn you that paper assets, whether ownership of stocks or bonds, or funds that you have in a bank or other account, may either become worth far less or not be available to you at all at almost a moment's notice. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.